Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Shlishi, Halacha Aleph, Chapter 3, Law 1. Now we're going to get specifically into who is the Zakei Mamre. That's what the chapter is called, Hilchas Mamrim, the laws of rebellious ones. Aleph, Mi she'ene moide b'torah shebalpeh. Anyone who does not agree to the fact that there is a Torah shebalpeh, need to say that there are mitzvahs that Hashem taught Moshe at Sinai, and whenever the Rama says mi pi hashmua, whenever we hear from hearing, it means as lachem Moshe mi Sinai. Anyone who does not believe in that, guess what? Eino zaken mamre hamor b'Torah. He is not the one that the Torah refers to as the zaken mamre, the senior rebel, as it were, the elderly rebel, as we'll see. He's in the regular category of heretics. Umisoso b'chol adam, and he's punished in the hands of people. In other words, we don't need a bezdin to deal with him. The Rambam's going to elaborate that in the next halacha. So but any, kill, we'll see. Rambam's going to let
you can kill somebody with for not having a lack of belief.
Just wait for next halacha. We're going to get to it. Right? But anybody can kill the fellow. That's going to say to Lacha Beish. Lacha Beish.
Okay.
You ain't a believer? Wipe him out. Beish. Now we're going to elaborate on the guy. Miyachar shenis parasem shu kofer batorish balpeh. When it becomes public knowledge, not just hearsay, we know. It's clear. The fellow, it denies Torah Shabalpeh. Once we know this, the way we treat him many ways, but not pleasant. Moridin right. Also, we take him down to the pit and not up. Below Malin, we don't take him out. In other words, if he goes down to a pit and there's a ladder, all you gotta do is take the ladder out and let him stay at the bottom of the pit till he expires. Farehu kishar kolei bikorsin, he's like all the other heretics. The Ha'omrim Ein Torah B'Shemayim, or says that the Torah is not from the heavens, but Moshe made it up himself, or like V'Hamoshim, or the Mosers, the people who give over Jewish money or Jews to the secular authorities, V'Amumorim, or the people who have, or some of the texts is Mishumadim, people who have apostatized themselves to other religions, in other words, they've done it on purposely. Okay, so and they're worshiping idols, etc., etc. Shekol Elo, all these people that we have just listed, Einam Bechlal Yisrael, they're not included in the corporate body of the Jewish people. Vein Sarach Lo Edim, you don't need witnesses. Velo Asroi, you don't need a warning. Velo Deyonim in judges. Elo Kol HaHoyreg Achad Mehem, anyone who kills any one of these fellows. Also, mitzvah gedoyle, he's done a big mitzvah, veheser hamichshol, and he's put away the stumbling block. Even if a Gemara says, even a person says the entire Torah is from heaven, except for this one little thing. He says, this letter in the Chumash is not from Moshe. Alright?
Put him in the pit.
Or from a Kal Vachomer, or a Gzeir Shava, or whatever. You know, or it's the same thing as saying Torah is not from the heavens. So, in the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah already learned, it says a mitzvah to get rid of these guys because they are causing pain to the Jewish people. They lead the Jewish people astray, like Tzadok and Baitos and their students, and the names of the wicked shall rot. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, if you recall from a few years ago. In other words, if you not, now again, this is not in contemporary times. We'll see. In the good old days, when we had a temple and you knew there was a God, and this guy decides to be a smart aleck, and I don't believe in that, I don't believe in that, and it's well known. All right, then you bump him off, man. That's all.
Do we know if those pits were jammed in those days?
I don't know, but that's the, because these people are a detriment to society. Plain and simple, they do not believe.
Didn't Rabbi Akiva say that in those times? I mean, didn't he say he'd spit in the rabbis? And so, I mean, would he be subject?
Just didn't like rabbis.
Why?
He was just a Russia. But he wasn't a heretic.
Okay.
The Rambam is saying this is long after there was no temple. So he's saying it in a time
period. Let's
qualify halacha gimel. All right.
That's a good point.
But that's listen. When there is power within the Jewish people to do it, you do it. Okay, so now it depends on the circumstances.
So it's not based on the temple.
Yeah, but usually when you had the temple, it was for sure in your power. Other times,
he's not saying that either. He's just saying do it.
No, you can't do it in Canada because then you're going to go to jail. It's going to be a chal hashem. So you can't do that. I mean, there's certain things that you have to take into consideration. Can you imagine if we went and knocked off some people who we've been talking about lately in the last few weeks? It would not be good. They'd cart us off to jail. Be a big chal hashem. You know, you're losing more than what you gave. You have to do it in a way.
You have to be conservative.
Like I told you, one of my Rosh Yeshivas, when he was in Lithuania, there was a fellow who was, telling on Jews to the government, and they made sure he didn't come out of the mikvah one day. That's all. And he was the sweetest Rosh Yeshiva you ever saw in your life. You know, but if he had to do what he had to do, he did what he did. He just made sure he didn't come out of the mikvah that day. You gotta do this. The Torah does believe in certain vigilantism under certain circumstances. You can't sit back and let these people destroy the religion. That's all. It's not a question of due process over here. They're card-carrying heretics. It's not like we're not sure, we're in doubt. I mean, you gotta talk to the guy and hear him out what he has to say. And these people, they would blatantly say, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. So you have to get rid of these people. I mean, that's the most humanitarian thing you can do is to get rid of these people. Alright? But obviously we couldn't do this today in Canada. It would be the biggest chal hashem. It was against the laws of the country. It would be the biggest chal hashem in the world. So you can't do this. Okay, Gimel. Bamed, Vormer, when do we saw this? Beisha Kofra Batari Shabal Peh, Bimach Shafto, Ubid Vorm Shinir Law. That's when a person denies the oral law. Certainly the written law is worse even. But the oral law that he recognizes and with the words that appear to him. Vaholach Achar Daito Hakalo, he goes after his own simple intellect. Vachar Shuslom goes after his own confidence. Where he denies the oral law initially. Kit Tzaduk u'Baitus, no different than the two wicked people, Tzaduk and Baitus, who denied the oral law. They were the students of Antiknos Ishsocho, as it says in Pirkei Avos. And each one, the Rambam writes in the Peres HaMishnayos over there in Pirkei Avos, everyone had their own group. They said, we believed in the written law, and they argued on the oral law, and then came all kinds of terrible troubles. And that's where the Karoyim came, and the Tzedukim, and the Baitusim, etc. These are people that are going to destroy the religion. I mean, in contemporary terms, although not with contemporary applications, the Reform and Conservative movement, if it was like that in the times of olden days, we'd kill them. Because you see the destruction they've made to the Jewish people. You can't wait and let it happen to you. So that's what they do. V'chein kol ha'toyim achar, and those who mistakenly follow them, as you know, philosophically so, as we'll see in a minute. In other words, the leaders. However, now this is going to be the big point. Now, avol b'nei ha'toyim ha'elav. What about the children of these people who are going astray? Who b'nei b'nei and their grandchildren? Shehidicho samavos of their parents forced them, as it were. They were born amongst the Karaites. And they were raised according to their false opinions. They don't know any better. Then it's no different than a goy capturing the kid and raising him as a Christian. And they were raised that way and they didn't know anything. Then that's not their fault. It's not like they're alacritous to follow their ways, but rather it's an accident beyond their control. The only thing they'd ever have to do is perhaps bring a korban chatas for what they did, if they would ever do tshuva. Alright? Even though after the guy has been raised as a not religious Jew, afterwards he hears, Shehu Yehudi, that he's Jewish. And he sees Jews and he sees they're acting in the religious way. Still Arayakonis, he's still considered against his will. He was raised with a mistaken notion. So therefore, almost all the present generation, Reform and Conservative, would not at all be in this category because they were raised falsely, didn't know any better. So that's out completely.
Is that phrase from Rambam or is it Gemara? Do you know what it is? I'm just curious. Because everybody uses it. I'm just curious where...
Ting Shinshba, that's from a Gemara terminology.
Uh-huh. I'm just curious.
Yeah, so that's for sure not. It's only people who have philosophically developed these positions going contrary to what the Torah is saying. Alright? So those that we're speaking about, those who are grabbing onto the ways of their fathers, of the Karaites, for example, who have made the mistake, they are like an accident, beyond their control. Lafigaf, therefore, it's the opposite. Roy lahachzirim v'tshuva, to try to bring them back to do tshuva. Ulumashkam divisholm, and draw them with words of peace, on shachzulis, until they come back to the old, powerful Torah. So we're not up to Zaken Mamre yet. We're just saying any Jews who blatantly do not believe in fundamentals of the Torah, it's a mitzvah to get rid of these people. You have to find a way to do it. That's only in a time where we're able. We have the power, and it's not going to cause worse harm than that. The followers who don't know any better, who were raised that way, and they weren't raised with any prior knowledge better, even if later they'll know there's something called religious Jews, they would not be killed because it's not their fault.
You do kiruv on them.
What? You try to do kiruv on them. Okay, but you see, it doesn't say try to do kiruv with the leaders. No. Just get rid of them. Plain and simple. Now, Dalit begins, so now we know what Zaken Mamre is not. Now we're going to spend the balance of the parak defining what a Zaken Mamre is. Because there is a section of the Torah that deals with a Zaken Mamre that he is put to death. So we have to define what that is. Dalit. Aval Zaken Mamre. Ha'amur ba'Torah. Who is the Zaken Mamre who's mentioned in the Torah? Hu chacham, he's a wise man. What kind of a wise man? Echad mechach miYisrael, one of the wise men of Israel. Sheyesh biyado kabbalah, he has smicha. Okay, as we've talked about the good old-fashioned smicha, right? All the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you recall, that was the real smicha. That's what a real judge should have. But what does he do? V'don umore b'divrei Torah k'mo sheyodunu v'yorkom v'yisrael. And he judges and rules in areas and teaches in areas of Torah, just like all the other wise men did. And he teaches the same way, same yeshiva, same methodology, just everything like everybody else. Shabbosol l'machlokas. Now there came an argument. B'din min adinim im beis in hagol. Came a big judge to do it with the high court in Jerusalem. He didn't go back to do like his words. Listen, you're allowed to debate in debating sessions in the Sanhedrin. You can certainly debate and say your position if you're one against everybody when we're at the debating stage, right? But then the Bezin decides. Now what's the guy do? He goes back home and he says, you know, the Bezin said this, but I still differ.
Ooh.
Okay, that's the problem. He argued with them. And he would paskin shilas. In his locale, not like the Bezin HaGadol said the law should be done. So that's a fellow who gozel of Torah Misa. The Torah says of such a fellow, he shall be put to death. But before we kill him in a court, umisvati has to confess, and if he confesses, v'yesh lo chelek lo ilam haba, and he has a portion of the world to come. Because that's usually the way of people who we put to a death penalty in a Jewish court. That once he does vidui, he has a chelek lo ilam haba. Okay? So what he is, so now what he is, yes, of course. No. So now the Rambam is only referring now to a Zaken Mamre who has a portion of the world to come. But a good old fashioned koifer batoira, a heretic in the Torah, let's say the oral law, that's a person that we know ain lo chelek lo amba, he has no portion of the world to come. So here we're talking about a Zaken Mamre, someone who's a card carrying Orthodox Jew. He believes in everything. He believes as Allah, he believes everything. But now we have issues that are under debate. You know, God didn't give every law. There's a big debate. What's this halacha? He has his opinion. The Sanhedrin gave their opinion. He lost. And now he goes and he says, I still differ with the Sanhedrin's psak, and I wish to have my own kangaroo court, as it were, and I will render pske halacha different than the way the Bezdin did. That's the guy who's called a Zaken Mamre, and that's the fellow who gets killed, confesses, and he still has a portion of the world to come.
So you can't do tshuva on that and live.
No.
Well, we'll see. He gets a couple warnings, so to speak. Oh. We'll see in a couple halachas. We don't just kill him straight away, but it gets a little bit of a warning, so he kind of knows it's coming. It's not like, surprise, surprise, you just made up your own halacha, we're going to kill you. But it's not a warning. Well, you'll see. Aval pi shehu dan, even though he may judge according to his logic, and he may use maybe very good logic. He could say, I think this is a kal v'chomer, right? He's using real good old-fashioned Talmudic logic. V'hein danim, and the rest of the court, they're making their own halachic logic. Okay? Hu kibbol, or he says, I have a certain tradition from my Rebbe, all the way back to where we hold it was, back to Moshe. But v'hein kibbol, the best, has a different Kabbalah, going back to Moshe. Hare ha-Torah chokom ha-kavod. The Torah has given honor to the Beis Din, the majority, the Sanhedrin. Okay? V'imratzu Beis Din limcha kvon l'anicho. What if Ben's, okay, you know, he's a big rabbi. Let's not make waves. Okay, we paskin this way. He's different than us. He's a big fellow. We'll be moichel on our kavod. Ein yachom, they're not allowed to. Why? So they don't want to add arguments among the Jewish people. Remember, as long as there was a Sanhedrin, there never was a machlokas. There was a difference of opinion, but then it came to a final decision. We had a buyback problem, if you liked it or not. So the problem is, the Zake Mamre, he's coming now, he can have all the right intentions. He believes he's more religious than them. I don't deny it. I just think, guys, you know what? You're wrong. That's all. And maybe he's even smarter than them. And let's take it a step further. Maybe in the ultimate scheme of things, he's right. You know, in terms of pure intelligence, maybe he's right and they're all wrong. It doesn't matter. They've already ruled, majority rules. He has to follow the majority. And that's it. And if he goes against them and he starts ruling and telling people to do things different than what the Beis Din has established, that guy gets killed, even if they're willing to forego their honor, because we can't have machlokasim initially. Yeah.
So I understand, for Chalav Yisrael, you have two camps. Don't we
have... We don't have a Sanhedrin anymore, okay. So this is all moot point now. Mm-hmm. There's no Sanhedrin. Now there's just all machlokasim, so no one cares about anybody. You know, you don't have to defer to anybody. It's not Nogea, Hilchazok and Mamre today. So you don't have to worry about it. Okay? Now... Hey, Ein Zaken Mamre Chayiv Misa Ad Shechacham Shigila Hera Samach Hasen. Now, you can't be a Zaken Mamre unless you're a really smart fellow. Because you don't get a death penalty unless you're a Chacham. You've come to a level where you are able to adjudicate cases, and you had a smicha from the Sanhedrin that usually conferred the smicha. And then the Yachol Al Beizim Medaver Shesdona Karshkogachatos. So now you're arguing an issue, not a petty issue, but you're arguing with them. He's arguing with them on an issue that, you know, if the halacha is whatever way it is, you'd get kares, or for an unintentional, you'd have to bring a korban chatas, or things like that. Oh, but tefillin, or let's say by tefillin, let's say he says you have to add a fifth box to the tefillin. Okay, something like that. V'yora lasas karasa, and he rules to others that they should do according to what he has told them to do. Oh, yasu al piyasa. Oh, he himself does. So it's not just that he writes an essay criticizing the Sanhedrin and say, therefore I feel the position is different. That's not enough. He has to render a ruling as if to say, you, Chaim Yankel, go do this. I'm telling you that the law is like this and you should do it. Or he does it himself. That's very important. If he just says, you know, I halakhically disagree and this is my position, that's why sometimes you'll hear rabbis will write, I'm writing this lehalakha velo lemaisa. I'm writing it as the halakha but not in action. In other words, what he's saying is my logic comes to the following conclusion, but I'm not going to have the chutzpah to tell you to not do like the Beis Din said. So you'll find this quite often in writings where great rabbis give you a whole treatise and say, this is what I feel is the halacha, right? The way it should be, but not lamaisa. I'm not going to tell you how to behave because you'd have other great rabbis who said so. I'm not going to argue with them. But here, to be a zaken mamre, you have to have a good reason. You're passing different and you're telling people or yourself are actually doing different than what the Sanhedrin say. V'yachlug aleim, and he's arguing them, but they have to even be in session. V'em yoshvim v'lishkas hagozis. It has to be in a time where they are sitting in the court of hewn stones. It can't be there on, let's say, recess or something, he's arguing with them. So he's arguing them while they're in session. If you're going to see, it's going to be very hard to make someone a Zakim Ramri, just like it's very hard to give someone a death penalty for killing somebody. It's going to be a lot of conditions. What if he was a student that never really got to a level of Torah knowledge, that he's really capable of rendering Allah off? That really saves most of these guys today, even if there was a Bezin. They don't come close to knowing enough that they can even, that their opinion is even worth. Imagine Joe Blow drunk on the streets as I argue with the Sanhedrin. We're not going to kill him. Imagine a drunk guy says, you know, you don't have to do this. I think you have to do different. I'm going to do it differently. So that's not even an opinion. We're talking about a guy who's really smart. You see, the only problem is when a guy really is a Talmud Chacham. He's a Musmach. So he really has what to say. And he's saying different to everybody. But anybody who falls short of that, the Hora Lassos, and he tells people do differently, still Potter, his ruling isn't considered a ruling. Why? Should ever, because the Torah says like this, if something wondrous comes to you in judgment. In other words, something that's really hard, that's hidden as it were, and need brilliant people to bring out what the Allah is. Here's a shot. We don't know what the shot, we don't know the answer offhand. Gotta really now plug away. Use our minds, come up with concepts and logic and this and that. And you gotta be a smart person to pull that off, to bring that which is wondrously beyond your understanding, to bring it into the realm of halacha. A guy who's not such a scholar, what's he gonna do? You know, ini ma ni mo. So that's how he decides halacha. Mi shalo yipolim emenu. It can only be something that is but if something that's not beyond him, it's not hidden, right? Because he doesn't know anything. Now, that's not gonna help. Elo davar mufla. Let's do something deep that someone can come to it, right? But not for others, that everything is a wonder. Aleph Beis is a wonder. Everything. No, it has to be something that's like challenging for the scholarly. But something that's, everything is, you know, it's like, I know everything except I don't know this. Okay, now that we call is a wondrous thing beyond, but you know everything but you don't know this. Not the guy that everything is called wondrous beyond his knowledge, then his rendering of a decision is not even called a decision. Okay, now, Vav. Oh, Yochacha Mufa. Let's say he was a very big scholar, Shobezdin. V'cholach. Now he disagrees with them.
There's no English copy.
Vishana. Yeah. And he repeats it. Alright? In other words, he taught it. He came back from the Bezna Godel, and he's teaching it. V'limeid lacherim kidvar. He's teaching others like his way, not like the Bezna Godel. But, avaloh harlasos. We didn't tell them lahalacha, lamaisa, to act on it. Potter, he doesn't get killed yet. Shenemer, because the pasuk says, "Vis asher yasav asam," a person who does knowingly and deceitfully. That's he does. Lo sheyomar bezadu, not that he says willingly. Eliyera lasu, so yasav asam. It has to be he ruled or he did himself. That's when he gets punished. Now, Zayin, Matzam, if we find the Sanhedrin, the people of Bezna Godel, Chutzam Koma, not in their place, outside the Lishkas causes the Himra Lehem, and then he rebels against them, Potter. He doesn't get punished. Shenemer, it says, Vekam to Lisal Mokam, you get up and go to the place. But they have to be in their place. Melamet Shamakam Gremel, the place where they are being will cause them to die. V'chalelu Kiyotzvim, Shem Paturmin Amisa. Now, let's say we've mentioned all these people who are missing out on a technicality and do not get the death penalty. Still, they don't get off scot-free. Yesh lebezin agodol and adosam. The great bezin should do what? Put them in excommunication. They can't stay within 8 feet of these people. Right? I have a case, for example, Akavya ben Mahalalel, who's one of the rabbis of Pirkei Avos, who argued on the Sanhedrin, but since he didn't paskin and tell people to go against them, they didn't kill him, but they did excommunicate him.
Rabbi Eliezer, isn't that
right? Yeah, the same was Rabbi Eliezer too. Tanur Shalach Noi. Same thing. Okay. Ulaha Frishom, and you could take them away, separate them, Lakos, you could lash them. Ulamana Malama, you could keep them back from teaching others. They could do what they feel based on their better judgment. They also, if they want to, can be Michael on their covenant under these situations. Okay. Let's finish off the pair. Let's go for it. Ches. Now, the kates are done in Zakin. We'll do another 5 minutes. And how do we judge the Zakin Mamre? How does it actually happen now? Let's say there's a wondrous Shiloh that people aren't sure about. And the Bezdin has to pask him. And this one rabbi, he gives his opinion, whether it's something through logic or whether it's something he feels is a Kabbalah I have from my Rebbe. Now, v'harehu, and him and those who argue with him, they went up to Yerushalayim, Uban Lebezin, come to the Bezin, shall pass Rabbi. So first, remember they said there's three Bezin in Yerushalayim. So go to the first one that's the furthest by the gateway that enters with the Harabais. Armelan Bezin, Ben says this guy, Kachwadin, this is the law, buddy, not like you, okay? Now you've come up here, we've told you it's not like you. Now, Im Shom Kibel, if he accepts them finally, Mutaf, that's good. If not, what do they do? They go to the next Bezin that's on the court, on the entrance way to the courtyard. It's the next higher Bezin. They say the same thing. Kachodin, this is the law. So you kind of see he's getting sort of a little bit of warnings over here, yeah? Im Kibel, he accepts it. Yechlem, finally they go with him. If not, Kulam Boyan Lebezin, and go to Lishkas. Now they go to the big one in the court of hewn stones. Shemisham Torah Yitzchak. From there, Torah goes out to all Jewish people. Shemar, it says, "Minamakam Hashiriv Hashem." From this place, where Hashem chose, that's where the Bezdin I go to the Sadr and said and sits. Ubezdin Omer Lahem, and the final Bezdin says, "Kachu Adin." This is the law. V'yotzim Kuma, they all leave. Okay, so like three times, he's been told, "Listen, buddy, this is the law," and three times he's still refusing to accept. So it's not like he doesn't have some kind of warning coming here. Now, he goes back to Tel Aviv, Vishana, and he starts teaching. V'lama, Kider Shulama, the way he was in the old way and not giving in to what the Sanhedrin said. Still, Tareis apart, doesn't get killed because he's only been teaching, hasn't been telling people to do differently. But what if he paskins and rules that people should do like he says or he does like he says? Then Chayv Misa, it's the death penalty, he doesn't need to get a warning. Even he gives a good reason, says, listen, this is my logic and it makes so much more sense than those people. Ain Shamalo, we don't listen to him. Elakaven Shabo, hey, now what do we need now? Now we have to have some kind of testimony that he did it. Elakaven Shabo, Adim Shasaka Rasa. Once we have witnesses that show that someone acted on how he told them to paskin. Oshaharlach, he did like he said. Oshaharlach, and so he told others who like he says. Gomrim Dino, they finalize the judgment on Lamisa for death. Bebezir, they don't have to go to the Besnag Gadol. They go to any court of 23, wherever city they're in. Two witnesses go to any court of 23 and says, this great rabbi so-and-so, he has been told by the main Besnag not to do this, and we testify that we saw he paskin and told people to do not like the Besnag Gadol. So you don't have to go back to Yerushalayim for this. Well, we'll see. And we don't need the witnesses for that. But Vitov, so now we grab him. Umano so Mishon, we take him from wherever city the testimony was in. And now we take him to Yerushalayim. We take him to Jerusalem. We don't kill him in the Bezin in the city. Not in the Bezin Agodol, that's outside Yerushalayim. Umano so the Bezin Agodol is Yerushalayim. We take him to the big Bezin in Jerusalem. And we wait. We don't kill him right away. We wait for Yontif, where all the Jews are going to be there. Yes. Not on a slow family day weekend. All right, we're waiting for Pesach, where you got millions of Jews over there. Mesharmino, so they wait for Chonkos, and then they strangulate him on the holiday. That's the festival, man. Shenemar. But when did they do it? Not on Yontif, of course. You don't kill people on Yontif. It becomes part of the Chol HaMoed activities. Let's see.
What do you do with the kids?
Let him see the sucking Mamre. Let him have it. That's a holiday. Shememar, how do we know this? It says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. All the Jews should hear and be afraid. Miklal, what did we see? The Tzarchach Raza, it needs big announcements. They say, hear ye, come to the central Beis Din. Second day, Chol HaMoed, you're gonna get to see up to something.
Wonderland.
Now, there's four such individuals that get this treatment that it has to be publicized. Sake Mamre, as we have discussed. Aidim Zomimim, false witnesses, which you can understand why we have to publicize that. Vamesis, and a person's trying to take Yidden away from Yiddishkeit and convert them. Uben Soramor, and a recalcitrant son, Sherebekulam Nemer, because all of it says the closing words, Yishmu V'yirah, should hear and be afraid, and that's something to be afraid of.